Zoe the dog went missing some 10 months ago. Now, owners Rebecca Curlew and Peter Vaders had almost given up hope until, well, in November, they received word that their dog was in the area of Brigus being captured on surveillance cameras, looking incredibly emaciated. And they knew it was their dog because the dog had his signature pink bandana on. I'm joined live now by the owner of Zoe. That's Peter Vaders. Peter, you got your dog back two nights ago. Tell me how it feels.
It's absolutely just an amazing feeling. It was kind of surreal to actually go there and be able to see her and have her home, and she's doing quite well, so yeah. It's everything's been better than expected.
So tell us how, I mean, we did speak with Jackie McCormick, and we know that it was, you know, months of trying to trap Zoe.
Yeah.
How did it go down?
So we had a containment area built. There were several different things that we had to try initially, but Zoe was a little bit tricky. So we had a containment area built, kind of a big fenced-in area with a drop door that Jackie had miraculously rigged up. And we got her used to the area. Any little small change, and Zoe was very cautious and could not approach for a few days. So we had to kind of get her used to the area, make that her feeding ground. And then when the time was right, Jackie was in the cold car waiting, and she dropped the door when Zoe was safely inside, and we had to kind of take our time and get her adapted to us and slowly approach her, and we got her home.
Amazing. So she's at home now, is she?
She's at home now, and she is just lying on her bed and living her best life now.
And some of the challenges that came with this, you know, people started feeding her when they found out that she was on the loose in Brigus kind of thing. So how is she looking now? She doesn't seem to look emaciated at all now.
She doesn't. Certainly a lot better than the pictures we saw on November 22nd. She is still thin. She has her vet appointment today. We'll find out exactly what needs to happen there. They wanted to give her a few days to adjust first. But she looks a lot better than I expect any dog to look after 10 months. We had some pictures taken with her and stuff like that, and people were asking if we had her to the groomer because she looks so good, but we hadn't. She just looked that way, and yeah, she's doing so well.
Retrievers, right? They just wake up and go, wash and go, retrievers.
That's it.
Tell us about the signature bandana that Rebecca made for Zoe, and that really, you know, how crucial was it in helping you know that it was your dog?
Well, Rebecca made that for last Valentine's Day, and it was the signature thing that helped identify that was Zoe. So people had seen this dog around Brigus Junction, and they knew it was someone's pet because it had this bandana on. And that bandana, if that could speak, I'm sure they could tell some stories. But and then once we seen it on camera, we seen pictures. I mean, it was a trail cam. It was dark. It was from a distance, but we could see this bandana around her neck, and we're like, "Oh my goodness, that is Zoe." So, yeah, that kind of was the identifier for us to really start the search and start to try to get her home. And it stayed on her right till we got home, and now she has a fresh new one.
Yeah, from rags to riches, right?
Yes, yes.
And now, just tell me, I know that you guys had not had Zoe for very long when she went missing. Tell us the story of how you got her, and don't you have another dog as well?
We certainly do. So, we adopted Zoe on January 14th from the SPCA. She had been there for about 10 days, hadn't really eaten at the SPCA. She was down in the basement with the workers because any kind of commotion spooks her, and she's a very timid dog. But when I went down there to go meet her for the first time, I knew that she was going to come home with me. So we brought her home, and we got her warmed up to the place. We had her for about 4 months and before she went missing. And she was really starting to come around. She was, we could tell that this was her home now. And it was so sad to see her go missing when she did. And then so after we heard that she had been what we thought was deceased in May, We did go and get another dog, Serge, from the SPCA as well. And they have not met yet. Serge was actually vacationing and was boarding in his daycare when we found Zoe that night. So they're going to meet on Saturday.
So it's going to be one big happy family. I have to ask, how are you going to keep her? How are you know, Peter, doggy greeter, had a dog and couldn't keep her. How are you going to keep her in place from now on?
It was actually very surprising to me that she got away like that because I used to say that I don't think I'd be able to get her to run away if I wanted to because the doors could come in and out of the house. They could open, they could close, and she would lie on her blanket and not really move. She won't go outside without me. She won't now, and she wouldn't before, like to pee or anything. So I would have to walk out with her. So it was very surprising. I guess something spooked her at the wrong moment, and she just was in the wrong place at the wrong time. So as her bolting out the door, that's not really her style, so I'm hoping this doesn't happen again, but I'm certainly going to be a little more cautious, and we're going to make sure that she stays home this time.
Oh, Peter, thanks so much for checking in with VOCM. Congratulations to you and your partner, Rebecca Curlew, on getting Zoe back home, and I hope everything works out when everybody's reunited together on the weekend.
Thanks so much. We're certainly looking forward to that. And she's doing amazingly well. We didn't know if there was going to be any behavior issues or what to really expect. And she's just doing amazing. So.
Totally. What's going to happen to the website or the Facebook page? Because there's thousands of followers there.
Yeah, there's over 10,000 people there now. And so people have wanted us to kind of keep it as an update and keep updating her progress and see how she does with our new dog, Serge, and things like that as well. So we'll keep posting some updates there and post lots of pictures. And we'll kind of keep it so people can keep following if they'd like to.
Because people want to know. Peter, thanks again. And have a great time with your pet.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.